Welcome in. Today we're doing an intermediate Ableton Live 12 edit session, a jungle ARP hook designed for rag-infused chaos. And I want to be super clear about the mindset. We're not writing a full track from zero. We're building an edit-ready weapon, something you can drop into a VIP, a bootleg, or a Live DJ-style arrangement where the energy spikes on command, but it still lands clean. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar drop section with a stab-based ARP hook, call and response with breaks and vocals, and a macro rack that lets you misbehave on purpose then snap instantly back to a clean groove. Alright, open Live 12. Start by setting your tempo to the proper danger zone, 170 to 174 BPM. I like 172. It's fast, it's classic, and it gives your edits that forward-leaning jungle urgency. Now, before we touch a single note, we're setting up swing. Go to the groove pool. Add an MPC 16 swing groove, somewhere between 57 and 63. Start at 59. This is important. We're not going to smear the entire track with swing. We're going to be selective. In jungle and drum and bass, the wrong swing on the wrong layer can make the whole thing feel drunk. The right swing on the right layer makes it feel like it's running downhill. Create your tracks next. Make an audio track for your break, an extra kick and snare reinforcement track if you use one, a bass track for your sub or a reese, an instrument track for the ARP stab, an auto track for rag vocals, and then set up return tracks for delay and reverb. On return A, load echo or delay. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 45%, and filter it so it stays out of the sub and the harsh top. High pass around 250 to 400, low pass around 6 to 9k. This is dub space, not a white noise sprinkler. On return B, load hybrid reverb, plate or a spacey algorithm. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, high pass 300 to 600. And keep it subtle. In this tempo range, too much reverb doesn't sound bigger, it sounds later, and later is the enemy of groove. Now, let's build the jungle ARP source. We need something that reads like jungle immediately. A rave stab, organ stab, hooverish chord or a resampled rave shout. For this main walkthrough, we'll use a classic stab in Simpler, because it's the fastest path to that iconic stab language. Drag a stab sample onto Simpler on your ARP stab track. In Simpler, choose one shot if you want pure stab hits that always play the full sample, or classic if you want note length to matter. If your sample needs it, turn warp on, but keep it tight. Jungle stabs are like drum hits. If they're late and stretchy, they stop being stabs and start being pudding. Turn on Simpler's filter, set it to LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere around 3 to 6k and add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. For the amp envelope, keep the attack basically instant. Decay somewhere like 200 to 600 milliseconds, sustain at 0, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. The goal is punch and attitude, not a pad. After Simpler, add saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and then trim the output so you're not nuking your levels. Quick teacher note, if you saturate and it sounds better, you'll naturally leave it too loud. Don't match loudness when you /B or you'll chase volume, not tone. Now we make the ARP pattern, and this is where the edit mentality kicks in. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on ARP stab. Set the grid to 16ths. Pick a key center that fits raga and dark jungle. F minor is a great default. Use a small set of notes, root, fifth, octave, and maybe the minor third. So something like F2, C3, F3, Ab3. Don't overthink harmony. Jungle stabs are more about rhythm and phrasing than chord progressions. Program a rhythm that feels like it's dancing around the snares. A good approach is to hit some 16th placements early in the bar, leave gaps, then do a little ratchet at the end. And when I say gaps, I mean read a layer. Jungle is as much about what drops out as what hits. If your ARP plays constantly, it stops being a hook and becomes a carpet. Now we're going to make it feel like an ARP, without relying on the arpeggiator device. You can use arpeggiator, and it can be savage, but for edit work the tightest results usually come from hand programming plus groove plus tiny timing moves. So, apply your groove pool swing to that MIDI clip. Start with groove amount around 30 to 60%. Keep timing subtle. Then do the secret sauce. Manually nudge a couple notes slightly early, just before a snare, like 5 to 10 milliseconds. That rush makes it feel like the stab is trying to outrun the break, which is exactly the kind of chaos jungle likes. If you do want the fast and savage method, throw on arpeggiator, style up, or up down, Rate 1/16, gait around 35 to 60%, steps 3 to 5, retrigger on. Feet it held chords like F minor, but either way, the real power move comes next. We're going to resample the ARP to audio, because Jungle Edits love audio. It's immediate, it's punchy, and you can slice it like a break. Create a new audio track called ARP Resample. Set its input to the ARP stab track, or use resampling if that's easier in your Rowling. Record 8 bars of your ARP running with your processing. Then commit. Freeze and flatten if needed. This is where you stop thinking and start editing. Now zoom in and start harvesting. Consolidate interesting moments into 1-bar and 2-bar loops. Think like a DJ. You want obvious hit points, buttons, anchors. Mark or build moments on bar 1, bar 5, bar 9. Those are the kinds of places where a crowd feels the switch without needing a full breakdown. Do a few classic Jungle Edit tricks right away. Reverse a single stab right before a snare. Make a micro stutter by duplicating a 1/16th slice 3 to 6 times. And for tape stop vibe, automate the clip transpose downward right into a phrase change. Keep it quick, one beat, maybe two. Take stopping an entire bar at 172 usually feels like you tripped over a cable. Now it's time to add controlled chaos with a macro rack. Stock devices only. On our presample, load these in order. Auto filter, redux, beat repeat, echo and utility. Set auto filter to either HP 12 for dropouts or LP 24 for muffled tension. Redux, start subtle, because it gets ugly fast. Beat repeat, interval 1 bar, grid 1/16th, chance around 10 to 25%. Echo, 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, feedback 20 to 45. A touch of modulation. Utility for width and emergency control. Group all of that into an audio effect rack. Now map your macros. Macro 1. HP sweep. Map to the auto filter frequency when in high pass mode. This is your pull the floor out control. Macro 2. Muffle. Map to low pass frequency. For that band limited old sampler vibe. Macro 3. Ratch. Map to beat repeat chance, but keep the range sane. 0 to 35% max. Macro 4. Grid. Map so you can jump from 1/16th to 1/32nd, but only use the 32nd as a momentary flex. Think one beat, not a whole paragraph. Macro 5, dub send, map to echo dry slash wet. Again small range, like 0 to 35. Macro 6, crush, map to redux down sample, 0 to 40%. Macro 7, width, map to utility width, roughly 80 to 140. Macro 8, panic cut. Map to utility gain from minus infinity to 0 dB. And here's a coach note that will save you. Build a panic recovery move. One gesture should bring you back to clean groove. That could be your panic cut. Or you can create a reset macro that forces beat repeat wet to 0, echo wet to 0, and opens the filter. The point is, you can perform chaos like an instrument, because you're never trapped in it. Also, do your chaos as takes, not as tiny edits. Loop 8 bars, arm automation, and perform your macro moves. HP sweep, little ratchet pops, a dub throw here and there. Then pick the best 2 to 4 moments and consolidate. It'll feel like hardware abuse, not spreadsheet glitching. Now let's make it ragga. Bring in a ragga vocal phrase and warp it. Complex Pro is usually the safest starting point for vocals. Create tight 8th and 16th chops. Place them after snares for that classic call, and right before phrase changes to hype transitions. Process the vocal simply, EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz, tip harshness around 2 to 4K if it's barking. Add a touch of saturator, 1 to 4 dB. Add a gate if you need to tighten tails. Then send to your dub delay return. Key Jungle Edit move, automate sends so only the last word throws. So you hear the phrase, then the last syllable flies off into space. And if that delay tail is smearing your next snare, print it to audio, and cut or fade the tail to end before the important hit. Dub space is sick, but the snare is the headline. Now we build the 16-bar drop arrangement, DJ-friendly. Bars 1 to 4, establish. Full drums and bass, ARP loop steady, minimal macro action. One vocal chop every 2 bars. Bars 5 to 8, escalate. Start to tease the HP sweep, then open it back up. Add beat repeat chance to like 10 to 15% in bar 8, and give bar 8 a fill moment. Bars 9 to 12, switch up. Swap to a different ARP resample slice. Bring in a more aggressive vocal call, and do a classic half-bar dropout before a big snare, especially heading into bar 12. Bars 13 to 16, maximum chaos, then reset. Use the 32nd grid for one beat only as a signature ratchet moment. Do a dub throw. Final bar, Hard mute the ARP for half a bar so drums and bass punch. Then bring the ARP back as a button hit. End bar 16 with a pitch dip or tape stop on the ARP only, while the drums stay locked. Now quick mix priorities, because this is where people ruin good edits. Your ARP is mid-range energy. Your snare and bass must stay king. On ARP resample, add EQ 8. High pass somewhere between 150 and 300 HE depending on your bass. If it's clouding the low mids, notch gently around 180 to 240. If it's masking snare crack, tip a little around 2K. Then add a compressor or glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release auto or 100 to 200, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. And here's a very jungle move, sidechain the ARP to the snare. Not the kick, the snare. Fast attack, medium release, 2 to 4 dB dip when the snare hits. It creates separation without you fighting EQ all day, and it makes the snare feel like it's punching through a crowd of stabs. Two more advanced ideas if you want extra spice without losing the grid. First, polyrhythm tension. Keep drums straight, but make the ARP run a three-step cycle across the bar, like a rhythm cell that's 3/16 long repeated. Resample it, slice it, and you'll get that falling forward sensation while the break stays locked. Second, velocity as arrangement. In the MIDI version, draw a repeating velocity pattern like high, low, low, medium. Then resample. Now the printed audio has different transient energies, and you can slice and rearrange accents into fills like you're chopping a break.